The monster observes the DeLacy family members and their kindness to one another. He hopes one day to reveal himself to them and be accepted into their family. The monster is surprised and overjoyed by how kind the DeLacy family members are to one another. He quickly realizes they are poor, so stops taking their food and gathers wood for them, leaving it anonymously at their door. He longs for knowledge and starts to learn French from listening to the family speak. He catches sight of himself in a puddle and is appalled at his image. As the weather becomes more clement, the monster does more anonymous tasks around the outside of the cottage. He hopes that when he finally meets the cottagers, once he gains the courage to reveal himself, they will love him too for his kindness. One day, as the monster observes the family, he notes Felix's delight when a beautiful foreign woman visits the cottage. The woman is Safi. As she cannot speak French, Felix uses the ruin of empires to teach her and unknowingly the monster how to speak and read French. From this reading, the monster starts to question his identity and creation, wondering, was I then a monster? This existential questioning torments him and pushes the monster to long for companionship. Of what a strange nature is knowledge. It clings to the mind, when it has once seized on it, like a lichen on the rock. I wished sometimes to shake off all thought and feeling. This epistemological rumination displays the growing consciousness of the monster and its morality. It almost wishes to return back to the natural state that Rousseau glorifies. The monster finds out about the history of the DeLacys and the relationship to Safi. The DeLacys used to be well off and lived an affluent lifestyle in Paris, but were ruined by Safi's Turkish merchant father. He was imprisoned unjustly by the Parisian government and Felix vowed to help him, mainly due to his growing affections for Safi. The merchant was sentenced to death but Felix helped him escape the night before he was due to be put to death. The father, Felix and Safi fled to Italy, but after the authorities found out about Felix's involvement in the escape, his family were put in prison for 5 months. Their wealth was seized and their reputation destroyed. The DeLacy family were exiled to Germany and Safi was ordered by her father to return to Turkey to a harem, rather than in a convent in Italy, to wait for Felix. Safi rebelled against her father and fled to Germany, ending up at the DeLacy's cottage. The monster likens himself to Safi as they are both outsiders who had to learn the language and who were both betrayed by their parents/creator. The monster reads a variety of books, see intertextual references section, and learns more about what it is to be human. The monster longs for companionship and love so decides to reveal himself to the family. He starts with the old man, whilst the rest are out, as he is blind so not able to judge him on his outward appearance. He gains the old man's sympathy but is interrupted by the returning cottagers, who are appalled and afraid of the monster. Safi flees, Agatha faints and Felix attacks the monster with a stick. Without fighting back, it retreats to its hovel, distraught at the reception it received.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!